And I think that just that flicked a switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 830, part 2. My name is Mike Steele, and you can only have my address if you call into the show saying you're trying to serve me. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck with just my first and last name. I am here with three of the hottest dudes, because I'm so gay, that I've ever seen. First, a man that is so sexy that I don't even know what to do with myself because I'm gay. Mr. Robert Hawk, how you doing, sir?
Hello.
Well, why's your mouth open putting a dick in it?
I'm ready to guzzle some gum.
How you doing, sir? You having a good time?
Oh, yeah. This is such a blast. All right. So surreal.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but who do you like more, me? No. I am here with another man who is also Chinese and gay.
Spoil my punchlines.
Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Yeah, I am Jeffrey Scott Murphy. And you know, I've been working on myself.
Oh.
Been looking inward.
Yes.
I've been trying to learn how to eat pussy. Yeah. And you know what do people always say when you eat pussy? Spell the N-word. Which I was like, I would never do that. That's crazy. Eat pussy and debase myself? Yeah. Anyways, back to you, Mike.
All right. The next man, maybe he's a man now. Maybe he used to be a woman. I don't even. Won't touch that one because certain places you can't even say man or woman anymore. Mr. or Mrs. I don't even know. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Welcome everyone to part two. If you're new around these parts, which is probably most of you.
Part two, like poop.
Yeah, part two, poop. This is part two. We're back. We reset the board. We're starting from scratch again. We're going to take a little break from Corey for a little while. We've had quite a bit of Corey.
We all just go to sleep.
Now.
Anyways, Corey. Oh, wait, 30 seconds. Corey fucked up again.
Now, Robert, I believe you brought us some gifts because of all the great Corey coverage we've been doing lately.
I did.
Correct?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you have? What do you have for us?
Well, you guys said you weren't going to purchase the Corey Feldman box set.
Oh, my God.
You better
imagine. Can you imagine?
Yeah, the way it fits in that tote. It's huge.
I'm just kidding. This
thank God.
This is not a record store around here. This is from Portland. But I want you guys to know.
Yeah.
I've been carrying these records with me for like 3 years. Okay. And I've been meaning to ship these off for a while, and I just haven't gotten around to it.
All right.
So this is a perfect opportunity.
I appreciate it.
I guess we'll just go down the line. Yeah. Jeff, one of our very first interactions in our Facebook messages, we were bonding.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
You were calling me the F-slur.
You were giving me shit about my In-N-Out takes. No, but we were bonding over Tiger's Jaw. Because I went and saw Tiger's Jaw, and I knew that you really liked Tiger's Jaw. And I was like, oh, man. And I know you really like their early work. I was sending you videos. Way. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I Saw Water is so poetic.
One of the best.
So I got you this copy of Tiger's Jaw, self-titled, on a cheese-colored vinyl.
Whoa!
And that pizza on the cover, everyone thinks it looks delicious. That is a pizza place in Scranton, Pennsylvania called Buono. It's B-U-O-N-E. I don't know how to pronounce it. I never learned how to pronounce that place, but let me tell you, that pizza fucking sucks. It is trash.
It's one of the worst pizzas I've ever had
in my entire life.
Looks
but
good.
It looks good. It works for the album cover, and it is a pop punk masterpiece.
Wow. Thank you. I love Tiger's Jaw.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is my favorite album of theirs, too.
It's so solid. It's so solid.
For me to poop on.
Wait, you like A Band Full of Guys? Oh, sounds kind of gay.
Let's see this cheese. Go ahead, though.
All right. Mike.
Yes.
We both share our two favorite bands,
uh-huh.
4 Year Strong
uh-huh.
and Newfound Glory.
Fuck yeah.
And out of anybody here at this table, I could have given you like 20 different things that I knew you would have fucking loved.
Thank you.
But I got this because I thought you would absolutely enjoy this. This is 4 Year Strong's Enemy of the World.
I could tell what it was from the other side, my friend. You see
vinyl,
a shark torpedo and you know Enemy of the World's
also
on the other side.
Also on a cheese-colored vinyl, if you will.
Oh, yeah, this fucking rules.
That is a repressing of the album because that vinyl has a very interesting history to it where they pressed it in 2010 when it came out to 1,000 copies and Universal Music Group had the uh-huh. rights to it, never repressed it.
They got fucked.
And they totally got fucked.
They had to do one of those like Taylor's version re-releases
so
recently.
12 years later, they mm-hmm. re-recorded them and they're fine. They're not terrible, but they're not great.
Yeah,
but that's
not
the better version. No. Those are the original because Universal was like, oh, they're reissuing this. Guess what we can do? Let's also reissue this.
Hell yeah.
So they fucked the band. And but yeah, that's the better recordings. And I
and
was like,
mixed by one John Feldman of Goldfinger.
Yes, absolutely.
One of his because he went off and produced a ton of great bands. And this is a fantastic album by a fantastic band mixed by a fantastic man.
Yeah,
thank
there's
you
a reason,
so much. This
there's
rules.
A reason I got the robot shark and the squid tattoo
for
4 Year Strong.
Hell yeah.
So sick.
Yeah, no, this is fantastic. In my opinion, this is probably their best album. Too.
Oh, agreed. Yeah. And their new album, it's very good. I very much like it.
I only like the songs that they re-released ahead of time.
Oh,
and
I
so
see.
I just kind of listen to it like an EP.
You just like the heavier stuff. You don't like their soft stuff.
Sorry, man. Sorry, I don't agree. Okay. I apologize. No, but this is fucking rules. This is so cool.
And finally, for Jim.
Okay, yes, all let's right. go. Funko Pop, what you get me?
It's Corey Feldman's Funko Pop, and it's signed.
Yeah.
This one actually took me a while to find, but I did eventually track one down. And I know that you really love Michael Jackson.
Ooh,
a whole
yes,
lot.
I do.
He's one of your all-time favorites.
Yep.
So I got you... This Jeff's is a repressing. Mike's is a repressing.
Okay.
But I got you an Ooh. Original 1982
Whoa.
Copy of
Whoa.
Michael Jackson's Thriller album.
Holy
on
shit.
Vinyl.
You know me all too well. I've actually been looking for it. I've been, well, not for the original pressing, but I was thinking how I wanted to get Thriller on vinyl, but I just haven't pulled the trigger.
Now, it is a little bit sun damaged because I was listening to it a lot.
Oh.
And I played it quite a few times, and it does have the lyric sheet and everything inside of it. So,
do you guys want to hear something funny?
Hey, what's that?
I literally got you that album as an early Christmas present, because I buy you and Jeff Christmas presents early, 1 week ago. 1 week ago, I purchased that exact album on vinyl. And I was like, oh, this is a home run. This is so easy. So guess what I bought myself a week ago, you guys?
Well, you got yourself a treat.
I bought myself an original printing of Michael Jackson Thriller.
You just throw that one out the window. Guess I'm listening to Thriller now.
I'll use it to kill a zombie.
Well, you got yourself quite a treat. Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you for the gifts. You didn't have to bring gifts, but I'm glad that you did.
I wanted to, because I've been listening to you guys for so long, and it's so weird to think, like, because I've been listening for so long, I know so much about you guys, and yet you only know so much about me.
Very true.
Well, I know you got a heart of gold, and you ruined Mike's Christmas.
Yeah. And your wife won a mullet contest.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. She entered a mullet contest in South Dakota, and the little redneck boys got really mad about that, and it was great. So that was cool.
People think we don't pay attention to the people that like our show. If you like our show, guess
what? You mean the little people?
Little, more like a little penis. I'm coming. I become invested in your life if you like my show and aren't a piece of garbage. One Robert here, who is a great man, who has been listening for a long time. And so I know about his life, and I know about his cute son, and I know about his wife's mullet accolades.
Speaking of my cute son, while we've been sitting here, she's been sending me photos because they're on their way back from Build-A-Bear, and she's sticking random things in our kid's mouth as he's sleeping to see what's going to wake him up.
Nice.
like a penis there. Yeah. What are you, fucking a baby?
And now I know this, I got to send you guys the video of me teaching my children how to say fuck. That's the greatest thing, is getting them to curse.
Mike, someone in the YouTube chat will take that extra vinyl. All stars.
Oh, they
in the
will?
Chat.
Oh, just a complete stranger, huh? Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah. Hey, well, you know, $70 for a fucking person I don't know. Sure, totally.
Buy it.
Anyway, so yeah, moving on. Thank you so much. Very much appreciated. Thanks for, you know, your presence is a present, Robert. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that before, but I'm telling you now.
And this actually, really quick, Jeff. Was it last Christmas or Christmas before that you got us the laser discs?
Ooh, probably last Christmas.
Because Jeff got me a Speed and a, is it Raiders or is
Raiders
it
are the Lost
Raiders
Ark,
or Temple? Yeah, it's a Raiders of the Lost Ark laser disc. Because he was like, great idea, by the way, because I've gone to Zia several times looking for more stuff.
They have all sorts. They have like good movies.
Yeah, you can get laser discs for like $3.99.
Yeah.
And they're essentially like the exact same size as a vinyl album with the artwork of the movie. That like
they're just nice
loves.
Collectors items.
I have them hanging on my wall like you would a nice, like clean looking album. And I have a spot that's perfectly sized for an album that I've been trying to fill. But every time I go to Zia, I'm like, that's not perfect. That's not perfect. That doesn't mean anything. And now I have a beautiful thing that is the exact right size to fill that hole.
Fill that hole.
I love filling your whole cup.
Best show ever. TTS, best show ever.
JJJJJJ.
6,000 in the chat.
So extra thank you, because I took my mom to Zia like two or three. That's our local record store. Like a used record, used and new record store.
Yeah.
Just the other day to try and find something. So it's like, it couldn't be more perfect that I now have this, because this will be on my wall tonight
right
when I get
Sweet.
Home.
Thriller.
Yeah, right above Speed and Raiders of the Lost Ark and Thriller, of course.
Thriller coaster.
Yeah, Thriller, of course, will be on my Michael Jackson shrine that I have, because I bought that album on purpose.
Come on. Come on.
So we did a part one of Corey cringe. Now we can let's check in on the normie cringe. Now as the people in the YouTube comments know, I've been obsessed with Corey. So all I've been doing is consuming Corey content. Mm-hmm. But everyone's been talking about this break dancer that was
Ray
in
Gun?
The Olympics. Yeah, Ray Gun in the Olympics. I haven't actually seen it to know if it's worth.
It's really embarrassing.
If it's like worth all the viralness or
it's,
the memes that
the
are coming up.
It's the same vibes of who's our favorite comedian from Australia? Hannah or whatever.
Oh,
it's the exact same vibes that she gives
Demi Lardner?
Yeah.
Demi Lardner.
Yeah. Yeah. Cowards.
It's super, super embarrassing, because like there was a lot of truly talented breakdancers. And I think from what I understand, people are still trying to figure out how she even got to the Olympics. Like, it's very, Jim.
That is a thing that
it's very embarrassing.
I have some, there's some news stories that are talking about that a little bit.
It's like if Tim and Eric had a, like a random, like a retard off the street, you know, they do that.
Yeah.
Like, go in and say like, oh, just do what you think breakdancing is. That's kind of what this is, well, but it was at the Olympics.
But also not to be that guy, but like, you know, do we need breakdancing in the Olympics? No. I know I'm sure people are, I'm sure everyone's grandpa's saying the same thing.
Here's the thing. I know that you don't like the Olympics.
Yeah. Cause that's my other thing is I don't really care about the Olympics.
If I'm going to watch something, it's going to be something that's fun or cool. That's why I watched all the skateboarding at the Olympics. I watched the surfing at the Olympics. If I'm going to watch something, let it be something I'd watch anyway. And so like, might as well put something that's fun in the Olympics, because at this point the Olympics doesn't fucking matter. It's a commercial. It's like it means nothing. There's some pride and stuff, but you might as well make it fun.
I didn't double check this, but I saw someone say that they actually have decided this won't be back. Some people think it's because of this, but I don't know.
It's definitely not.
I guess I'm just old fashioned, but I think there should only be boys, not be girls. Get these women out of the Olympics.
I mean, because I don't know where the B girls fit in the pillars of hip hop.
Right. Yeah, they're the foundation of hip hop, probably, according to these woke MAGA chuds.
But yeah, Dakota in the chat was, you know, this is normie. I know this is normie shit. That's why I'm asking. But I'm asking, is it worth it? Like, is it like Hawk Tua? Which I don't know if was worth it.
It's not going to change your life, but you're going to watch it and go, oh.
Although, are the Costco guys? That's kind of normie shit, right?
No. Yes. That transcends.
Yes, Jim.
I love the Costco guys.
It transcends into irony, into real enjoyment.
It is by a giant margin normiest thing about you.
I was hoping you were going to say that, or you were going to have like 23 minutes of the Costco guys ready to go, because I have seen a little bit of this, but I'm ready to get my normie on.
Yeah, Jeff likes the Costco guys with a level of irony. You just have a pure love.
I love them for irony. Come on. You're being me to you. Yeah, how's it feel, motherfucker? It doesn't feel good.
How's it feel, you piece
when
of shit?
When I was asking
it's
why
not
you
fun.
Didn't.
I feel
it's not
genuinely
fun, is it,
good.
Motherfucker?
I feel genuinely. There's fucking Maniac Mike rearing his head again. Once again.
Yeah, Mega Mike.
Run against
Mega
skin.
Mike.
Mega Mike. It's coming at me like the wolf pack.
I mean, with that Costco guys thing, every time I go to Costco now, that's all I'm thinking about is we're Costco guys, of course. And then whatever I'm putting in the cart.
Yeah, whoa, let me put you on the game.
Chocolate cookie.
Those microwave chicken bakes ain't no slouch. Do like a minute or two in the microwave, throw
in
the air fryer.
I've yet to have a chicken bake.
They're good, dude.
What is it, actually?
It's just a hot pocket made out of real bread with cheese and like Parmesan and chicken and bacon.
Well, you're going to have to wait till October, because the food court at the Costco down the street is food court's closed.
You did know that. You saw this.
I was there.
I was there.
I was
the
there.
The Costco's closed.
I get the home version. The hot dogs, the delicious
Chickman bake.
I get the Costco membership in hopes I can run into AJ and Big Justice.
Let's take a look at Ray Gun. Does it get a boom or a doom?
I don't know the Rizzler myself, but I think the Rizzler knows me.
I mean, if Trump is like not doing well in the polls, imagine he brings out AJ Big Justice.
Well, people are turning on Big Justice because of the Rizzler, though.
Why?
Because
what do you
they
mean?
Think.
I mean,
we're getting off topic of Reagan.
Are Jim and them normies?
But people think that Big Justice is always trying to press the Rizzler because he's like, because he's kind of jealous of like the Rizzler's
what
shooting up.
What does the Rizzler mean?
Just kind of. Well, there's like a clip of. What were they talking about?
Did you see me and Jeff being the Rizzler during break, by the way?
No, just kind of like trying to put him... Oh, was he? I didn't see it.
No, we were both doing it.
He's trying to put the Rizzler on blast. Like, the Rizzler will say something, and then Big Justice will hop in and try to, like, question what he's saying.
He's like, you're stepping on my lines, get out of here type shit?
Yeah, that type of shit. But maybe we'll look at that. We'll have to look at Ray Gun first.
I think you'll want to move
on.
We
just do side by side.
Because you don't need... What is it, 7 minutes? You need, like, 30 seconds of this to get it.
Well, that's the thing.
But you won't regret that 30 seconds, but you don't need more than that.
Well, I wanted to Jim and them style it, because yes, I kept looking around and all I could find were small clips. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what about the full seven? And you know what? I have this round and I have another round that's 5 minutes. I have two Ray Gun rounds, because that's what we do, is we take something that might be kind of whatever, and we're like, we're just gonna beat it into the ground.
Yeah. 2 weeks later. I don't understand how this is an event. What are those guys? The refs?
Yeah, they're like the hype MCs? People. Yeah. Well, I'll skip ahead because I didn't realize it was like even the intros, like the wrestling intros and shit.
And they're blind songs, by the way. That's something that people don't realize about
you're
the Olympic breakdancing.
You're supposed to just go with it?
All yeah, right. You're supposed to just like kind of feel it out and then like do your thing.
This one's good. Yep.
Yep, there we go. All right. So that was kind of a fall.
Okay, pretty good. This one's good.
See, like you've already seen, Jim.
I get it. Yeah, you know, you're right. I've
don't
got,
expect
I get it
more
now.
Than what yeah. you've gotten because that is what you need. That. I'm not saying we can't do something with the rest of it.
No, you're right.
But you want if you don't get it yet, then you're not gonna. And if you get it, then you fully
but see,
internalize.
Well, here's
this.
The only thing I do want to see, though. Here's the thing, because yes, I could look at that, and I already know that everyone says this is so bad, uh-huh. and it does really look like if someone had whispered to me like 5 minutes before I walked into a room, like, "Hey, you have to go in there and break dance," and I'd be like, "All right, so I guess I'll figure it out." Like it's just someone doing what they think breakdancing is. But if I look at the other person, if I'm trying to objectively look at it, am I going to see a difference in sure. in skill? Mm. All right,
you will,
because that's kind of be the big thing
you
for me.
See
then
an instant and immediate dramatic difference.
I'm just trying to tell, like, is this just what breakdancing is?
Then, yeah, let this be. let this be a full analysis, Jim.
All right,
be honest, and I know you will. But my hypothesis is that you will quite immediately recognize the difference in skill. See what I mean by like a Tim and Eric style like fake breakdancer?
Yeah, or like when you hear, I forget the guys' names, but when they there's a documentary about them, they made up fake characters to go on local news shows.
Yes,
and they
yes.
would always it would be like if or if Nathan Fielder was like,
yes,
we tricked the Olympics into accepting someone that doesn't know anything about breakdancing.
Well, and she has enough of like breakdancing moves you probably are supposed to learn when you're 8, where she did spin on her head, she is doing whatever this is, but really sloppily in the middle of kind of bouncing on one leg. For
she
a little
said
bit.
She practiced for about an hour.
Okay.
So, and that she has a background in, was it gymnastics?
I think
can't
it was
remember.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
No, I don't know. I just made that up.
Really? It was something. It was something that was like, not really related, but related enough where you
Krav Maga.
Like, you saw that she could do sort of a head spin. She's doing sort of like her feet kicking, and you're like, oh.
Right.
So she can do something, and she's sort of translating it. She practiced for an hour, blah, blah, blah.
All right, here we go. Let's see. All right. It's like immediately better. it's immediately.
I told you it would be.
He just stops. That's his whole routine.
Instantly recognizable.
All right.
Not very good still, though.
Yeah,
honestly.
Still not that impressed, but you could
well,
see
there has
that.
To be footwork.
Yeah.
Much like skateboarding and surfing and snowboarding, it's not about do one big trick.
It's about
use the environment.
This is a lady.
Don't redo the same stuff. Have like take advantage of your environment. Level of like degree of difficulty, like
please,
ranging
do not
things.
Explain b-boying to me and Jim. Like you,
sorry,
like we didn't invent you to be girly.
I am mansplaining b-girling to you guys.
Be girling my dick.
Yeah, this is better.
he should stand up and be like, "Fuck you."
Well, they do a little of that.
She's yawning, though. She's not impressed.
Well, yeah,
because
it's
breakdancing.
She watched Step to the Streets, where she knows that when the other person's breakdancing, you have to act like they suck or look at them and be like,
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do in a freestyle battle, too. Yeah. Kind of like, whatever, I'm not pressed. And then you start punching them because you missed. You're so pissed off at what they said.
Reagan starts kicking her. Round two, though.
All right, here we go.
She starts beating her up. Yeah.
All right. That's kind of a thing.
No, but like you could do what she just did.
Yeah. That's kind of a thing.
That's my ankle.
All right. That's not really a thing. All right. That's not a thing.
Oh, method.
Okay. All right. There's a thing.
Bonneville, North Carolina. Yeah, we don't need this sport at the Olympics.
Well, you can tell that she's like, this is a fucking... Yeah. You're making, like, this is, like, that real to me, and you're, like, making a mockery of it.
It's literally, I forget which episode of Simpsons it is, but when Homer's running in circles on the uh-huh. carpet, and he's going, woo, boop, 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 boop. It's like, well, sucking her thumb.
She's also 36 years old, so she's, like, a couple years younger than me. Mm. And, like, this, her opponent's, like, I think 20 or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's like this an immigrant, like Filipino lady that's from France.
Yeah, they got to. This got to B-girling's got to be a young girl's game. If I'm wrong,
Be wrong. She's probably like, oh god,
oh,
take that!
I can't get up.
Ow!
Ow! Fuck!
Help me!
Top that shit.
I think the funniest part is that her name's Ray Gun.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, even just the footwork is just immediately better.
You can see that there's, like, intent and, like, craft behind what she's doing. But Ray Gun looks like she practiced one or two things, and she's just, like, there's, like, gibberish in between. Like, you know when we're doing fake raps live, and you can tell when, like, you've got that quick rhythm where you're like, oh, shit, I actually said something that sounded right. But then there's a lot of, fuck.
Fuck that.
Fuck,
balls in my
everybody's
dick.
Up and don't
gay,
what?
Balls in my
and,
face.
But like every once in a while you stumble upon like 3 seconds of coherent talking.
No, Boat Knight in the YouTube chat, she wins. No, she gets 0 points.
No, yeah.
Her whole thing is she doesn't even get 1 point.
They literally give her no points because it's clear she, like, even if she looks like she sort of understands a couple things, she doesn't know anything, and she's clearly not putting something together. It'd be like if I went out for skateboarding and I tried kickflips for like a minute and 50 seconds, landed one, and then my time was up. They wouldn't give me points for that one kickflip. They'd go, that was a joke.
Yeah, that
you
was
get
terrible,
0 points.
Yeah.
Upon, I mean, this deep in the second round, I'm going to say the other girl's better.
Yeah.
Sissy from France.
Thinking about it.
You sound like a fucking Homer right now, Jeff.
Well, I mean, Heaven's Protocol in the chat, I'd rather see, quote, abusive crypto dad who has a real name in breakdancing. Well, that's true because
we saw
his breakdancing videos and they were great.
He one, cares about the craft, and two, has put some time into it.
Yeah.
Reagan looks like a crazy ex-girlfriend character.
It's great that even at the highest level, like Sissy, it still sucks fucking ass.
Yeah,
it's
still
kind of
sucks. But do you think, is that just because it's B-girling and the B-boys would smoke all of them?
Even when they're like running and jumping onto their head, it's still like, cool, man. Good dancing.
I mean, the one clip I did see was when she does like a kangaroo stance. I think that's at like the very end.
Oh, for Australia.
Yes.
Drunk, shirtless Australian guys.
Now, wait, is it done? Is she not doing the kangaroo? Maybe that's on the other one. Yeah, 0-0.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, fuck you, Ray Gun.
You make a mockery of us.
I haven't spoken to Rachel yet, but what I can say is that I love Rachel, and I think
she's the nicest person.
What has occurred?
She combs her hair.
Social media.
She's able to get dressed in the morning.
I'm sorry. I thought it was the Special Olympics. I'm just gonna admit it. I'm fucking super sorry. I thought it was that year, and I'm an idiot. It's not her fault.
And you know what I can't say? Nar.
You know what? I'm not gonna play the other one, but I just want to see her kangaroo stance. It must be at the end of this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she gets 0 points again.
Wow, that's right. Woo! Yeah. Woo!
Whoa. That was a little better.
So I gotta do it again.
That was the thing.
No, again, a lot of this stuff is stuff
is.
You could do if you practice for 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's her finishing move.
Yeah, that's
a good
her
move.
Walk. That's her drop the mic.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what?
That's the exact same walk as Dad's Google history, unfortunately.
Yeah.
somebody say Reagan at the Olympics?
Did somebody say B-girls?
I gotta check in with her again. I miss her.
She's going to Japan soon. She Twitch streams
and
vapes.
She must have sets.
She sits and vapes and plays Call of Duty.
No.
Yeah.
And somebody say Dad's Google History.
Did somebody say Miss Info Mike? Oh, Miss Info Mike.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I guess I get it. I get why everyone's sharing it, but yeah, it's not quite as. I guess I expected it not to be as good as the amount of attention it was getting.
Well, I know why everyone thought it was funny.
Yeah,
because it's embarrassing, but like this was more of a quantity over quality, where it's like, oh, everyone in the world thought it was funny for 30 seconds, and you saw everybody reacting and thought perhaps there was more to it.
It'd be great if you're like, all right, I just want to clear that up. Back from break. It's not a 40-minute break.
Yeah.
Should I do this?
Where was it? There was this thing I wanted to pull up. Oh, here it is. Not that other hour-long Corey Feldman podcast that I had.
Yeah, that's
we'll save that
for something else. That's to cut up and make him look stupid.
I forget. This is from a while ago. I've had this on deck for a bit, so I forget what this guy does. But he is a
well, he's got blood on his shirt.
He's
so I have a couple ideas of maybe things he does.
I mean, he starts out as a classic crazy news eyewitness,
mm-hmm.
where you know the news is just kind of like, oh my god, thank god we ran into this guy,
crazy man on the street.
Yes, but then I think he gets involved in his own crime later on after witnessing a different crime.
Transaction. I forgot the name of. I've been having Cash App and him rush cards for the longest. So bank account is something that I appreciate, especially for Wells Fargo. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate all that shit. So
appreciate my bank.
But they, even they're a struggling bank, I heard. I'm like, damn, Wells Fargo. Like, heard you get a legal.
I think he witnessed the shooting at the bank. But
he's
yeah,
talking about the banking crisis from 08. I heard about. I'm just so thankful for my bank account.
He looks like when Wolverine gets shot with a shotgun, but after his skin is healed.
yeah, because his clothes are still all tattered. Yeah.
I have this one, healing factor.
I'm a what did they call mutant
Weapon X?
I am mutagen.
Accounts and stuff like, it gotta be like some computer stuff, but I think somebody put some type of world into it. So my thing is, I want to tell first before I start to tell what happened, because this is making me a snitch. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, even though I'm not snitching on nobody wrong, it's somebody
bad. Trying to sell you this watch.
We're guarding everybody.
All right.
I love the inner turmoil of like. If I'm talking to the news to get on TV, is that also snitching, though?
The perfect crime.
Does it count as snitching if you tell everyone the secret on TV?
India, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm bipolar. Let me tell y'all that. I'm off of medication for like 2 weeks, but Grady going to give it to me.
Bury the
lead.
So
I'm leaving out the thing. So I see the shooter, you know what I'm saying? I guess the shooter. Like, to me, he'll. Nigga, because I'm 6'5", 285.
To me, he looked like an N-word.
This is the first guy on the scene right here.
Well, because he's 6'5", so I mean.
No, but just like, say he's a shooter, to me, he looked like an N-word.
Here with the waves, he didn't want to stop me from beating nigga because he was talking crazy to this girl. I'm like, you got like fucked up because in my mental health ways, because I've been off my Depakote.
You just slowly milligrams. See more hands with more microphones reaching into the frame the longer he talks.
Inward, I got my Depakote.
Until suddenly it looks like he's like at one of those press conferences with like four kiosks in front of him because there's just, you can't even see him anymore. There's so many mics.
Yeah, it becomes like a bit you'd see in the Muppets. There's so many mics surrounding him.
And I said, Inward, they gave these loans that ballooned in prices. Inward, they ruined the housing market. I've been taking off that shit like 2 weeks. So my thing is, I mean, I'm in a manic episode. That's what it's called, where you're almost about to get in trouble because you're doing so extreme and erratic. We need some type of pill or a drink or something that we can make from the drug people that can now shock you real quickly, get back regular.
I love how he's in the middle of talking about the shooting, but he's like, but also, I'm manic as fuck, dude. I'm geeking. If we had a drink that would chill me out, that would be great.
I love that he's
not listen to me. I need a pill. I need some drug syrups.
Well, he's accidentally inventing medicine. He's like, man, if only there was something I could eat or drink that would like make me normal.
If we could have something that we'd rub on us to get dirt
good
off
evening,
us.
Good evening, cowards.
Right now, I'm in an extreme mode, and it's like when I seen him, I was in extreme mode. So I was already in this for 2 weeks. So it's like he's 2 weeks in, he about to get stabbed. I got knives, I got all this shit on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I protect myself. I can't get a gun. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is protect yourself like you're in chain gang. I did it prison time and all that shit. So when I see him talking to this girl, bro, I like the girl. So nigga, you're not about to talk crazy to this girl. So when I walked over, that cop came up, you know what I'm saying? And that's when he ran off. And he tried, I guess he pulled, I don't know if he pulled his gun or what he did, but I was scared.
What's great, I mean, if you have, I'm sure you figured this out by listening to it, is like, they didn't air this on the news because they just leaked it. They were like, this is too good.
Yeah.
We got to put this whole, we just got to put this interview out. This needs to be seen.
After this interview, this guy found a derelict space station just floating around up in space, Jim.
Yes.
He went up there and he's like, if we could get some cryopods, that's yeah, all we
need.
We
can get off this hunk of earth.
I got a gun.
Why
is
he wearing his watch?
Yeah, he's just holding his watch.
That's what I'm saying. He's trying to sell him a watch earlier. Yeah. Right,
this is the watch which controls time.
He wants everyone to see it.
Nate Smith, DeKalb County. I apologize for talking to the police, but yeah, I didn't. My girl went to see me today. She came from Detroit, man. Her birthday was yesterday, so
I'm trying to pick her up. You saw who you think is the shooter?
Right? Yeah, I don't. I mean, the dude was talking crazy, and then the cop talked to him. And he ran. That's when the whole shooting shit happened. So at that time, I'm trying to worry about my girl really coming from the airport, but. This girl right here runs off. She's scared. So I don't know if she is. I still got shot. Who all got shot? I know at that point I didn't have no gun, so I can't just go kill you right quick. Now if you're close enough, I can grab your neck and rip your throat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, military training.
You ever see Roadhouse? Oh, he's just ripping throats.
You see, Reacher. I'm Reacher.
It's a Splinter Cell, Black Ops, MK Ultra. Maybe he's MK Ultra.
It could. This has got this is MK Ultra coded for sure.
Yeah.
RK Ultra.
No, hell no.
NK.
The girl that was there, me and her, walked her off. So when I did that, we was good in this little area. So that's when they all swarmed him and shit. And he stopped running. And after we saw her gunshot. So at that time, we got behind the damn side of this. I'm sorry, I'm in a curve. Beside his
and inward this whole time.
That time, because once I heard shooting, I don't have a gun, dog. You can be one on one without a gun, I can kill you.
How many shots did you hear?
What was it? At first, it was just two, because I could tell it was automatic. You know what I'm saying?
It's so funny, because this feels like a long setup to being like, and that shooter was me. Bah, bah, bah.
Bah, 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 bah. I'm never going to die.
I don't need to shoot, because I kill with my hands, bitch.
Rips her arms off.
The way you hit it the first time, like, what the fuck? It didn't sound real. So that third and fourth one, you know what I'm saying, wherever that went, you know what I'm saying, it just, at that point, we just make sure he ain't come around the corner, because I'm going to be the first one to get shot. Because I'm like, I'm bigger than this dude. I already seen him. If you got a little pistol, they ain't talking about shit.
Is this what happens if, like, you're on psycho pills and you just call Walgreens and you called the wrong Walgreens and they, like, messed your prescription up for a week? Because he's like, I've been on these pills for, like, they're like, oh, shit, we fucking sent it to the wrong Walgreens.
So yeah,
it's probably fine. Hey.
Yeah, is this when you're on the pills or when you're off the pills?
Well, he said he didn't have his medication for 2 weeks.
Well, he's off something, and I think it might be a bean.
Oh, yeah, he's off a bean for sure.
But just I want Andre Dickens to give me like $100,000 and clear my record. I got 9 felonies. I'm on probation right now. Like,
What's your name? Joseph Eric Greer.
116-6924. George Department of Corrections.
And tell me where you were when this happened.
Oh, right in the Wells
Fargo. Did he give his prison number?
Yeah,
or his address?
He did. He gave his prison number.
Damn.
Oh, I thought it was his social.
It's funny.
I was about to steal this gentleman's identity.
He said that correction number or something at the end.
I'm going to get 1,000,000 credit cards.
I'll give you my UFO's license plate.
116-6924, Georgia Department of Corrections.
And tell me where you were when this happened.
Oh, right here in Wells Fargo, in front of Wells Fargo. The best bank in Atlanta gave me a chance. And all the banks said no. Wells Fargo. I'm going to get an RA, too.
Wasn't he 2 minutes ago saying, they doing fucked up shit, taking people's money, and
he did start with, I'm all fucked up on Cash Apps. I'm so grateful for Wells Fargo. That's when I heard about they did that fucked up shit, man. It's like computers or something.
This guy's lack of consistency, it's starting to make me wonder if he's all there.
I mean,
no,
you
he just consistently loves Wells Fargo, even in spite of themselves.
It does got to seem like when the gates of heaven open up and it's like an escalator to the pearl clouds in the sky when every bank will reject you, and then Wells Fargo's like, hey, get over here, you crazy character.
Yeah, I could tell you.
Here's a debit card. Oh, damn.
Yeehaw! I go buy a gun.
I'm sure you
can.
Can
you spell your name for us?
G-R-I-R. Like Cam Greer or David Allen Greer. They might be my family, but my mom white, my dad black. She's Polish. And Ukraine.
Supposedly. Okay, so they cut away. Now this is... This is a different news report about what he did.
Okay. Made it big?
Here comes the money.
Was a star?
Yeah.
Now we got to wait for the TTS. Sometimes it comes immediately. Sometimes it comes a second later.
You know what I love? TTS. And I'm glad that we still have it. And I'm glad we initially decided to introduce it.
I literally haven't understood one word this guy has said.
Yeah, no, me neither. We're all just waiting.
He's grateful for. He had a Cash App. He's fucked up Cash App for a while, and then he got on.
You
the
guys are good at that, though.
We're
I'll
pretty
routinely
good at,
be listening to this stuff and just be like, I don't even have a guess, and you guys are like, Mike, he said, and then say it verbatim.
Thank you, Eric.
He hasn't said not one thing wrong. He just has a little country twang.
That's true. He's just got a character.
He's got that little Shaboozy in him. You know? Me and Jim have been listening to Shaboozy. Yeah. We call each other on FaceTime and listen together.
Yeah. We count down. We each like hover over the pause button.
Yeah.
One. And we're like, one, two, three. Yeah. And then
I lay on my tummy on the bed and kick my legs. Bucket tipsy. We're singing into airbrushes.
Shaboozy was at D23 doing the worst version of Life is a Highway I've ever heard.
That's
hard to be
he
worse than Rascal Flatts.
It's super out of his wheelhouse. It sounds like Corey singing
Everybody Life's a Highway.
You did better.
Aisha.
Okay.
Howard. And I'm Cheryl Preheim. First this midday, the suspect accused of hijacking a Gwinnett County bus chose not to appear before.
All right, that's what he did. Yeah, he hijacked a bus shortly after the interview, apparently.
Wait, right after? Oh, I thought this was like they dug into his past.
I'm pretty sure it was, if maybe not shortly after, but it was like it was somewhat after, like, he hijacked a bus.
Well, come on, man, the big clothes. I gotta go to the bank. I'm gonna say goodbye.
A judge today.
A black
39-year-old Joseph Greer.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
he's wearing the same shirt. He's wearing the
Wolverine shotgun blast shirt.
Here before a judge today.
But to be fair, that doesn't mean it was the same day.
That's true.
Not with this
guy. That could be weeks later.
Yeah.
No, he literally put on a bus cap and jumped on the bus right next to him.
He used a debit card he got from a Wells Fargo to sharpen into some type of projectile weapon and took it hostage.
I'll take a hijacking. Usually they cut their heads off and start eating them.
Yeah. He drove through a Bank of America, and he said, Wells Fargo forever.
Yeah. You won't give me a bank account, but look at me now. Driving the bus driver me, Joe Greer.
Several charges, including murder and 11 counts of kidnapping.
Murder? Wait, did someone die? I guess I missed that
murder.
Part.
Murder? Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's not murder. It's like murder.
Yeah,
like, it's like DMX murder.
It's murder.
This midday,
Ja Rule. I'm sorry.
First this midday, the suspect accused of hijacking a Gwinnett County bus chose not to appear before a judge today. 39-year-old Joseph Greer is facing several charges, including murder and 11 counts of kidnapping.
Wait, he killed someone
a
then?
A short time before he got on that bus, by coincidence, 11 Alive interviewed him because he happened to be a witness of the shooting at the Peachtree Center Mall.
That is fucking wild, dude. It really was just the same day. Then he's like, you know what? I'm a snitch. I gotta win my cred back.
I gotta get back home. At Georgia Correctional Facility.
This is like, it's like a real life version of Jam, Silent Bob Strike Back. Like, this is what happened in that movie.
Well, they pressed him. They got him hyped up because they acted like he couldn't kill someone with his bare hands. So he had to go kill a bus driver with bare hands. Suddenly, I'm driving the bus.
He felt challenged.
Has been a busy news cycle. We're going to put these two stories together for you and show you how this all breaks down. Molly Oak actually talked to Greer. She is joining us in studio this morning. So, Molly, walk us through what he told you there.
I was so scared. I was so scared when
like,
he was talking.
Man, he was talking about it. Wells Fargo.
She sounds just like him, but worse.
Yeah, actually, it's a body swap movie happens.
Oh, yeah, she rips her throat out.
She was on the bus like, please, God, I'm in someone else's body. And they're like, he's attacking.
Fight it, Kathy. Fight him.
I think first let's be clear. When reporters are on scene within an hour of the shooting, which I was yesterday, we're just looking for witnesses to talk to. And that's what I was doing yesterday. And as I was getting closer to the scene, one man who told me his name was Joseph Greer.
What was she making clear? Of course, everything she said was completely obvious. Let's get this clear. When a shooting happens, reporters get on the scene, and we're looking for witnesses.
Probably
looking
just
for
like,
the freaks.
I
didn't know he was
about,
a wacko. Yeah, he's just a guy wandering the area.
Because like, what's what you always say. The news knows when someone's a wacko. And they purposefully put them on the news because they're a wacko because no one gives a shit about the news. The only time you care about the news is when a wacko is on there. So she's kind of like sort of revealing that that's the case. And she's going, hey, We wouldn't have made this guy our daily wacko if we knew he was violent.
Well, and if you didn't see anything, you wouldn't be attracted to it. The only thing the camera attracts is people that are actually witnesses and then legitimate crazy people. They take a big camera. You're like, that's how you get the funky monkeys are coming. Or like, yes. It's just a camera. I don't even live inside. Time for my message.
Well, it is.
Wells Fargo's great.
It is hilarious to think that while the interview was happening, they were all doing looks to each other like, we're getting, which you see what we're getting,
which
dude?
Is why she's doing what she's doing right
now. It's
now,
like,
right
fuck,
now.
We could now it's like we could have stopped it.
Yeah, we could have stopped him right there, but we all laughed at him and called him freak, get on the bus, freak, get on the bus,
you and kill that driver.
You won't do a freak.
Well, yeah, could kill anybody. No, they're questioning him. Oh, you said you think you could kill that gunman? Oh, what about that bus driver? He's tough.
You kill someone with your bare hands.
Rips the door off.
He was inside when it happened and saw the shooter. So I asked if I could interview him. This is our
interview.
I'm
fine. It's not my fault.
Now, to be clear, please say that shooting that I was interviewing him about happened at the Peachtree Center Mall food court around 2:15 yesterday afternoon, shortly after we interviewed him for only about 4 minutes.
It is awesome that you can interview a witness to a shooting and then he goes murder someone on their
subcountry.
Where was
this?
I missed it. Atlanta, I think.
So it's like living in GTA, basically, like a shooting happens.
I'm bored, trying to get 5 stars.
Or 20 that same afternoon, the GBI says this man boarded a bus and got into a fight with a passenger, which then led to a shooting and a hijacking.
Yeah, he was. He was trying to get 5 stars, but he got stuck at about 4.
Yeah, he fucked it up. That's why he had to get the bus.
He was in
the
driver in a bus phase.
This man been shot.
He wasn't in the I'm in a tank in a parking lot phase yet.
Fight with a passenger, which then led
to
the shooting.
So he had a gun on him the whole time.
Greer is accused of both hijacking the Gwinnett County Transit bus and shooting a passenger. That passenger later died.
Damn.
This is a clip when I
talked
to him.
All right. So wait, I missed that. How he shot them?
Yeah, he had a gun this whole interview, apparently, because he had a gun and shot the guy in an argument.
Did he take someone else's gun?
No, he probably just had a gun in his pants, loaded in off safety. When he shot that guy in the mall?
Passenger. That passenger later died. Now, this is a clip when I talked with him before he got on that bus.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm bipolar, let me tell y'all that. I'm off my medication for like 2 weeks, but Grady gonna give it to me. So I'm leaving out the thing. So I see the shooter, you know what I'm saying? I guess the shooter, like, to me, he's a because I'm 6'5", 285, so this is the first guy on the scene right here with the curly hair, with the waves.
He you know what they say, every person is either a shooter or there's only two kind of people.
That beep worked perfectly. You're like, you know what they say, beep.
Joseph told me he was in a manic episode.
Fake horrified face.
Yeah, no, exactly. They put on this like serious, like, can you believe what happened?
Bipolar for 2 weeks and was on probation and was not allowed to have a gun. We're going to have more about this.
I wonder why.
Yeah. He did say, 9 felonies?
Yeah. Why is he not allowed to have a gun?
Great perspective. And thank you for just walking our audience through what happens as a reporter and just how that whole thing just all came together.
Stop glazing.
Thank you. We'll see you next half hour.
Police are now, they've got somebody in cuffs. They are pulling this individual away. You can see multiple police agencies have responded. Again, we do not know what this situation is, how this individual got behind the wheel of this bus, but they do have somebody in custody now. We have no idea on any other injuries that were involved.
But it's just him fighting everybody off.
Yeah.
Like seamlessly fighting everyone off like it's a found footage Batman superhero movie.
Yeah, like it's fucking Jackie Chan out there just kicking everyone's ass.
Just John Wicking everybody.
Struck numerous vehicles while it was passing intersections. Police did their best to try and block those intersections, pulling out the stop strips, trying to do a pit maneuver, everything they could. This bus was just picking up speed.
Yeah, there you go. So, there's the guy.
Good for him.
Yeah, you know, good. He did what he followed his dreams, that's for sure.
He's living his truth. And you know what? A lot of people don't have the bravery to live the truth like this guy.
Yeah.
Let's see, Joseph.
Some people
Greer.
Just sit on the internet and make fun of people. This guy's out here living a life.
Hijacking a bus is like comedy.
Well, there was a guy. Actually, Alan Cause in the chat was saying, 3 losers laugh at and mock other losers. What a waste of time. So, to your point, Mike, give us a call, Alan. Tell us. Tell us over the phone, 701-214-5941.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, the joke's on you. We're master trolls.
Here's what I'd say. One loser makes fun of 3 losers laughing at a loser.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be my response.
The circle of life.
Sir.
the circle of life.
I just want to see, did they update this guy? His oh, here we go. Update. Bus jacket. Wait, is this someone different?
It's just hard.
Ivan Allen Jr.
Hard to keep track of all these Atlanta bus hijackings.
Approximately. Joseph Greer, he's been charged with murder, 14 counts of aggravated assault, 14 counts of kidnapping, hijacking a motor vehicle, possession of a firearm during commission of a felony. Okay, you know, the victim was Ernest Byrd Jr. Damn, that sucks. But yeah, no, with the slow arm of the law, we haven't even heard what's going on. What kind of sentencing he got?
Patience, Jim.
Yeah, that's true.
Like most of our stories, we'll remember this 5 minutes from now and follow up on it later.
Like most of our stories, we'll definitely remember it. Let's see. What else is popping? Maybe a quick palate cleanser.
Okay. Yeah. And while you're finding the video, I'd like to apologize to this man's father who's in the chat and who's mad that we've been making fun of him. Because clearly that's the only person that would get mad at the clip that he just watched.
I feel like we've seen this before, where
yeah, we have, but yeah. not this specific one.
In a broad sense, yes,
we've seen a video like this before, so it's just funny to see a similar one. I don't know if this is San Francisco or
probably
where this is,
some liberal hellhole.
But it's just, we've seen a video in the past of a guy that catches a bum sleeping in his car. Is this who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Alan?
No, Charlie.
Okay. Oh, Charlie, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
So, just tuned into your guys' program. Obviously, I should be a little more informed about what your platform is. So, I guess you guys are just going to break down of Corey Feldman, correct?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, we are the Corey Cowboys, so yeah, it's kind of like, you know, there's an A plot and a B plot. The A plot is always Corey Feldman, and then the B plot's just anything else.
Yeah, other retarded guys.
So you guys are like the characters that dissect Stuttering John.
Are you talking about the Dabbleverse?
Yeah. You guys are like the Coreyverse, right?
I don't know the Dabbleverse very well. I know of the Dabbleverse, but I guess we're the Coreyverse.
I think it's a little bit different. I think it's more like we're like guys that watch a bad movie and make jokes over it, but with a person.
Hold on. We get another call come in then. Caller, are you also on the line?
We're just letting two callers on?
Yeah, fuck it. All right.
How's that working out? You figure out how to join two calls, or you need to take a break?
No, they hung up.
Oh yeah, we're good. What's up?
No, we're good. So what's up, man?
Yeah, what do you got, Charles?
When I get off the phone, and I go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna. So are you well versed in the Dabbleverse? Is that more your flavor?
I don't have a flavor. I just flip around the internet. I go to YouTube. I type in live shows, and whatever pops up, I try to give them a listen. Most of these people are horrible. They just want a voice. They want to be heard. Maybe they lack something. Most of these people think they're comedians. They're funny. They're absolute hacks. So I'm just starting to learn about you guys and trying to figure out, hey, you know, I wonder if there's something with these three personalities that's going to click with me.
Well, thank you.
All right.
I'll push back a little bit. I wouldn't imagine you would just be stumbling upon Stuttering John shows, but maybe I'm wrong.
No. I know Stuttering John. I know that.
All right. So it wasn't like you were just, you know, hey, I'm just channel surfing on the internet. Cause I feel like that's pretty deep internet stuff. Like I couldn't just go up to people on the street and be like, hey, are you aware of the Dabbleverse? And be like, oh yeah, of course, the Stuttering John shows.
Well, no. You guys have 830 shows, correct?
Yes. This is 830 part two.
Right. So the fact that you have 830 shows, that obviously means that you guys are committed to whatever you're doing.
Hell
so
yeah.
What I do is I just go to YouTube and I just type in live shows.
Yep.
And I just check them out. So this is the first time that you guys have popped up on my YouTube algorithm.
Oh, I see. So, yeah. I gotcha.
We're blowing up,
baby. So you guys talk about other... Do you have other topics?
Oh, tons
and other
of other stuff. The reason you found us is because we've been talking about Corey.
Well,
and people like that.
If I could correct Mike, like, yes, we talk about Corey Feldman. We talk about... But with other stuff, we talk about Corey Feldman's band. We talk about we talk about the movies he was in the 80s. We talk about him as an actor. We talk about his social media, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So are you fascinated with him, A, because you find him talented, or B, because he's just a character and he's just a goofball, just kind of a hat? Huh?
Definitely B. B. No, there's not much talent. I mean, he was a kid. He was in, so he was fine in some, yeah, in some old movies for sure.
Yeah, I mean, last week I was saying I still appreciate, I can separate the art from the artist, even though
Good evening, cowards.
Sorry, that's a sound we play when we're stacking up the subscribers, my man. I can separate the art from the artist, even though I think he's a clown now. I could still enjoy his films from like The Goonies, Stand By Me, stuff like that. So I did like him at one point. Yeah. But now he's clearly an attention whore, much like ourselves.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, that song, The Comeback Kid, it is kind of catchy. I mean, you know, it's kind of catchy when you think about it.
There's a little, like, ironic catchiness to some of it, but it rarely sticks around for long, well, right? Like, it's never the whole song.
If I could back up for a second, what did you call the song?
Isn't it called The Comeback Kid?
Nope, it's called The Comeback King, brother. Swish.
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why do you think he's still holding on to this Michael Jackson look, this persona? Why, you know, with the backward, the you know, the moonwalking, the little strand of hair, the, you know, the little corn curl. Why do you think he still does that? Do you think, why is that, do you think?
You know what, so, it probably is. It's his identity now. We see it as him being Michael Jackson, but I think to him, it's him being Corey Feldman, and he can't see past that.
And also, I'm sorry, was Frank, what was your name?
Charlie.
Okay, I'm sorry. But Charlie, see, you're asking the question as well. This is what we get into. These are the things. We are just as perplexed as you. Yeah. We definitely have our theories. We like to be well-versed. But yes, these are the avenues that we try to explore. I mean, it happens to be, yes, we are making fun of a person. We are having fun at his expense. But he also is, he does these things for attention. And the why is the fascinating thing behind it. And that's why we kind of get into it.
And the
it
level
a bit.
Of delusion he has, because also a lot of it is him, how he sees himself.
He's so consistent in the type of weird he is that, like, he's predictable in such an entertaining way, because you're like, surely he won't do this crazy thing I'm saying right now. And then he does it, and you're like, holy shit, he did it. He can't help himself.
Yeah, I saw a couple times some other people that review him. He has a tendency to come out, and the band starts playing. He's like, no, stop.
Oh, yeah, he loves getting mad at his band.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was in that band, I don't know how much they're getting paid. I'm sure it's not more than like $200. It wouldn't surprise me if they have to cover their own expenses to get to those concerts. It's like, yeah, it's, or maybe, you know, it would be great if he is the ultimate troll.
We've covered that today, because that, well, and to your point, the there is a Corey hole you can go down, because there is things like his band members don't make it to shows because of like problems with transportation and stuff. Like the lore is deep. It's hard to answer that question sometimes because there's so many reasons Corey is the way he is.
Yeah, we don't subscribe to the, like, the popular one is the Andy Kaufman level of fake character that you're living. That it's just. I don't believe he's capable of that.
Yeah, he's trying to take down every video we do about
him. I ran into him. I live in Evansville, Indiana, but I was in Los Angeles about 6 months back, and I was in Canoga Park. I was at Costco, and
boom,
dude, I saw.
And you're stocking shelves. Like
I saw Fabio in there, and I saw Corey Feldman. He came in like. Just busting blazes. He was walking super fast, and he was headed towards the pharmacy. So I'm not sure what was going on with him.
You can just say bucking blazes. We know what that means.
Yeah. He's probably in like a, was he in some sort of strange outfit, or was he incognito?
No, he had black hair. It's obviously dyed, which is a joke if you're over 30 and you're dyeing your hair. But
Well, real quick then, what do you enjoy, if I may ask?
I like people that have an original take on something. Like, I do enjoy the people that break down the whole Stuttering John world, but there's so many of them, and they don't have an original take. That's why most people online, when I go to these live shows, they're horrible. You know, they're just looking to entertain themselves. Go ahead.
Do you listen to MLC, the Misery Loves Company podcast?
I do check in with them. It's repetitive. I mean, the thing is, I don't want to go to a show and watch it for 5 minutes and say to myself, you know what, 10 hours later, it's going to be the same shit. I like, you know, something original. I like people that produce their shows. They put the work into it. Kevin Brennan is funny. He yells a lot. That's what makes it funny. The other people, I don't think so. Obviously, you're well versed on the people that cover Stuttering John, correct?
A little bit. I dabble, if I may. Does that make you smile, Charlie?
Are you the guy? Who's the one that said that? Which one? I'm looking at your
Jim,
video.
My
right
name
now,
is Jim. I'm wearing glasses. I have glasses on.
So are you guys friends? You live in the same community?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. We're Las Vegas' own.
Oh, so are you guys all together right now? Or split screen?
We're in a room with the world's coolest green screen behind
us. Yeah, we just have a great green screen in the room.
So are you guys entertainers, or do you have regular jobs and you just do this for fun?
We have regular jobs.
Yeah, this has always just been a thing we do for fun.
I did stand up and won money at Hackamania.
That's true. Jeff has won money doing stand up.
Which one did stand up at the Hackamania?
Me, right here. How you doing?
That's Jeff.
Striped shirt.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. The Waldo shirt. That's cool, man. Good for you.
Hey, save it for the stage.
Here's what I'll tell you, Charlie. If I could call you Charlie. You just found your favorite show, Jim and Them. JimandThem.com. We actually have a listener. We have a listener. Well, real. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. We have a listener in studio. He's not on camera, but how long have you been listening to this show?
Like over 10 years.
Over 10 years. You hear this?
The commitment is real.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. For all I know,
not easily impressed.
He's from out of town, though.
Yeah. She came here to visit us because he likes us.
Yeah. But I'm sorry.
You have a fan and that he contacted you and said, can I come in the studio and watch you guys do a show?
Yeah, that's how we fucking roll, bitch.
That's what he said. He just gave us gifts.
Really?
Have you ever heard of FBI agent Tom Simon, Instagram famous?
No.
Mr. Florida Tom?
Have you ever stumbled upon the stream of Hawaii Spraggles, Tom, the Pokemon Unite caster?
He knows that guy.
I feel like we're chasing him away.
No. It's fine. What we're saying is, if this has been at all interesting, or you feel like we have that original take you're looking for, bro, there's 830 episodes. And they're all waiting for you. They're begging for you to listen to them.
Yeah, just watch the Corey stuff. Don't listen to Mike.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think that's going to be a pretty solid no, but I'm actually going to watch your show for the next like 5 or 10 minutes and see if something holds my attention. So with that, you know, happy doing stuff online or whatever it is that you guys do, and you take care.
All right, you know what? You're a real sack of shit, Charlie.
You're a really bad ender on that one. Good luck with your little internet thing. I'm going to go browse YouTube like it's TV.
Okay. All right. You have a good day.
Yeah, have a good one. No, thanks for calling.
You know, at first I thought he was going to be a huge Corey defender, and he's like, can I have your address? I'm going to serve you now. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this guy's just shitting all over
No, everything. I like Charlie. I hope he knows I was kidding. But also,
he's trying to get his dig in.
He tried to make it seem like he didn't know what he was like, are you like this Stuttering John?
I don't know what that is. So if he just said Dabbleverse and you didn't know what that was, that would be more confusing.
But he was
acting
like he didn't know what it was either, is what I mean.
Doing that for our sake.
No. He was acting like, because it's like, dude, that's a pretty deep internet thing.
I don't know anything about any of it.
That's why I come back week after week as little podcast scum that I am, though. It's for the fresh takes. It's so good. Yeah. And so many takes, I'm just like, oh, I never thought of it like that. Yeah. And as a guy who works in radio, where all the millions of thousands of other radio shows are out there, and I have to, you know, my audience is the normie audience. You know, it's just hard. It's so hard to have a fresh take on things, and that's why I like this show so much.
But you know what? I mean, good on him. He did call in. We had a conversation.
I wish he let us down easier. He could have simply said, yeah, I'm going to listen to all of them. And I wouldn't have known.
We never would have known.
Instead, he gave us a hard no.
That was funny. Yeah, then we just turned on him.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Caller?
Hugo, you're embarrassing us.
I think Hugo was the one I tried to merge, and he made us look bad.
Yeah.
So then I didn't.
Now we lost Charlie because of Hugo.
Thanks a lot, Hugo. Thanks, now Hugo. Charlie hates us.
Well, let's call him back.
Yeah, let's call Charlie back.
Let's call Heather Don May real quick.
What was I going to say about Charlie? Fuck, I forgot. Whatever.
Good egg.
It was something.
It sounded like just like some of the older guy. It was bizarre to be like browsing YouTube.
Yeah, he sounded like Hawaii Tom. That's what made me think of it. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
I just got to say, new viewer to your show, Charlie sucks.
Yeah!
Let's go.
I really like tonight. I love you guys. Like, this has been great. Charlie, can you imagine calling up a show where other people are watching and being like, oh, fucking impress me. What's up with you guys? Oh, laughing.
I like this guy.
Make me laugh. What's up with you guys?
What's your name?
Charlie,
I like you.
You suck. You are the guy, and everybody's your wife, if you have one, is definitely fucking somebody else. Oh. You're the worst.
Damn.
Charlie, let me tell you something else about your life. Your friends all talk shit about you. You really don't have friends. And it's just the wrong way to live, Charlie. And who sets their feed to just give them like YT live?
Yeah. Let's type in live YouTube.
And over time, the aggregate takes you there. Charlie is the worst. I'm sorry.
No.
This is a great call. And no shade to you, Charlie, but this is a great call.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite calls.
Charlie, you are not fun. I don't know how else to put it. You're not fun. When people want to have a good time, they don't call you Charlie. Change your life.
Boom. Did you really just find the show recently?
I literally found it tonight, and Charlie just made me angry. I had to go back in the fucking feed. I went back in the feed to find your phone number just to tell Charlie to get his life right. It's so bad.
I love our new new defenders. What's your name, bud?
I want to go back to watching, but Charlie, get your life right. I love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. That was a great call.
I was worried because I'm like, one guy called, and now all these new people are learning that you can call.
No, we're all in this together.
Now there's Charlie in the chat. Is that a different? Because was Charlie actually Charlie as the YouTube name, or was it the other guy I mentioned?
I don't know.
I guess it doesn't matter.
I was going to say, I really hope that question gets answered because it's super important. we're all dying to learn the answer.
There was someone else that was calling in I didn't go to. If you still wanted to call in, go ahead and call in now. Sorry, someone else was on the line. Oh.
Who's on the line?
Yo, what's the name of the listener that's there?
Who, Charlie?
No.
Robert
Hawk.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, Robert, I need you to pretend to be Charlie for one sec, okay?
All right.
Guys, why are you the way that you are?
You want to know why you should listen to Jim and Them, Charlie?
Why should I listen to Jim and Them?
You heard it.
Oh! Oh, he fucking got him.
Take that, fake Charlie.
Hey, new listeners might not get that yet. Well, your kids are going to love it. I don't know. Something or other.
Charlie bit my penis.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm Corey.
I thought you were Corey Trump.
Charlie bit my penis. It's huge.
Oh,
huge
we were watching a homeless guy in a car.
Yes. We were going for a palate cleanser, but I guess Charlie cleaned our palate.
That was a good palate cleanser. Call in.
Don't call in. Leave us alone.
Well, Charlie is saying we laugh at everything. That is kind of my nightmare because it reminds me of the X5 podcast and they were laughing at everything. I was like, shit.
No, but
it probably does happen.
There was a whole segment of the show where you guys were mad at me for not laughing.
Yeah, no.
So
good.
How about that for your ass, Charlie?
Now everything we do
is fucking laugh at my jokes.
But Charlie, I guess that's kind of like what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. Like, I get Charlie's initial feeling. That's what I was talking about. Sometimes you turn something on, you don't know who the people are, and you don't know why they're laughing. Like, Like, why are they having so much fun?
Yeah.
I don't know who they are, and I don't know what this is, so why are you having fun?
Nothing you're doing should be that fun.
Yeah, it's kind of bugging me.
Questions that are hard to have any fun with.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't blame Charlie. If I tuned into our show, I don't even know if I'd like it. I'd love it.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd like it, though.
Yeah. It would take a little time, but then that other caller called in and redeemed Charlie fully.
He's been watching us for maybe 3 hours at most, and he's like, fuck it, I will live and die by this. And then he climbed into Charlie's car or something. What was this?
And he heard Jeff's part two intro joke.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Quick palate cleanser. As we were saying, I mean, I feel like we've seen similar videos to this before. It's just a quick thing because it's just kind of funny to think that you'd walk out to your car and there's a bum sleeping inside of it. I guess to put myself on blast, I don't know if my first instinct would be to fight the guy.
Oh, no.
I'd be like, shit, what am I supposed to do? I'd have to sit and draw up a plan or something to figure out what to do.
I'd probably like become hospitable. I'd be like, man, do you want to go get breakfast?
Yeah, I'd probably come hospitable.
Hospitable.
Hey, nigga, what the fuck is you doing in my car, nigga?
Oh, he's just punching him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He just immediately goes in.
Because the other one, he was like, get out. This guy was just like, punch him.
Yeah, I don't think this would be me. I mean, I don't think I'd actually take him to breakfast, but I also wouldn't fight him.
This guy's so tan.
I can't blame this poor homeless man because it's hard enough when you have those weird like jump awakes.
Yeah.
Like your cat jumps on you or whatever, something like that.
Someone's coming in to tell you something.
But never mind if someone's punching you while you're asleep because you have that disorienting few seconds of like, what is happening? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sleeping in a guy's car.
I'm being punched and called the N-word.
This also might happen all the time, though.
That's true.
That might just be sleeping under the overpass.
Well, and also, to be fair,
the guy has gloves on, too, for it.
To be fair, well, I mean, he got his phone ready. This is the thing Mike hates.
Yeah.
Because Mike would appreciate this guy if he just started beating him up. But the fact that he went and got his phone first to make a thing about
this guy is much like a lot of reality TV. When a camera is on you, you can't be yourself. This guy turned on his camera so that he could portray some version of himself, whether it's a tougher version or a more aggressive version or something.
I feel like
something.
He would beat this guy without a camera.
Well, and this, again,
great content.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with this gentleman's choice of beating this guy up.
No.
Let's see how far it goes, because if we get into the gaps in society that these people have fallen through, I mean, whatever. But in his defense, look at the homeless man's feet are up on the goddamn dash.
Yeah, like he owns the place.
Well, but look through the window there. His feet are on the dash.
Yeah.
I have a dope but easy solution for this angry man.
Okay.
Lock your stupid car, you dumb asshole.
No. Yeah.
Do
you think this guy just like shimmied his way in somehow?
Yeah, Jim. I think he got a fucking one of those tools. He broke into a
portal gun.
This is a tow truck office. Took one of those like ruler looking things, learned how to use it on a YouTube video,
hey,
and then he broke into this guy's car so that he could sleep in it. That's what happened.
Your solution is, hey, lock your car. My solution, call the cops. Hopefully they shoot him to death. Let's go.
Jesus.
This guy's a fence rider. See, he found a middle ground between both our solutions.
Now, I feel like China, you pinko. Maniac
crazy,
Mike.
Crazy. You did this Seth Rogen. Sometimes I find a knife in my car and I like it. I found maybe he needed my bike more.
You know what? I was trying to make a joke.
Yeah.
No. For Charlie. I was trying to make a joke for Charlie about a way to prevent this. I'm sorry. I did it for Charlie.
What's great is looking at this freeze frame here, this is probably the nicest sleep this guy's had in quite a while.
Yeah.
But little does he know he's about to pay the price.
He's
for
got
it.
Sick ass kicks.
Yeah, maybe pay rent instead of buying the kicks.
Yeah. Stock X, bro.
Hey, nigga, what the fuck is you doing in my car, nigga? Get your bitch ass. Hey, what's wrong with you, nigga?
Also, maybe like
if
you ask the guy to leave and he's like, I ain't getting out of your car.
Yeah, then
that's when you start wailing on him.
That's when you fight.
But you don't go like, why aren't you getting out of my car? And like you woke him up 1 second ago.
I'm going to Trader Joe's anyways.
I'm Joe.
Or I'm cookie him. Butter.
The cards, they're $1 because of me.
Yo, bitch ass on, nigga.
And this is a busy, like, look how they're running in the street.
Yeah.
When the camera pans, this is a busy ass street that they're just rushing off
he
into.
He does have, like, Jordan done.
Bitch ass nigga in my car, cuz. Get your bitch ass on.
And me.
Ass out, nigga. Bitch ass nigga. Nigga sleeping in my motherfucking car, cuz. This nigga weird as fuck. Damn, cuz. Now I got to spray some shit, bitch ass.
Look,
nigga,
he's got the spray ready and everything.
Damn, cuz, got my shit stinking and shit.
That'll
nigga.
Smell
this ain't
good.
No hotel, nigga. Stupid nigga. Should make this nigga come clean my shit, you bitch ass nigga. Fucking weirdos, cuz.
So, yeah, there you go. That's just your quick palate cleanser for the evening.
This looks late in the day, too. That's on him.
Yeah. That is. You, like I didn't even think of that. You're right.
Nice. Also, nice parallel park job.
Snooze. He kept hitting snooze.
Those crooked-ass tires. You're not on a hill.
Yeah, what is he doing with this fucking
park? The only
park
time
job?
You do that is
learn
a parallel
on a hill.
Park,
you
how
dumbass.
He's not on a hill.
You can tell he's not on a hill.
Based on what?
No, that
on
looks
the video.
Like that looks like that's the last turn after you pull
yes.
in on a parallel park,
and
but
he just didn't straighten it up.
He just couldn't straighten it up. He doesn't know how to do
yeah,
shit.
He has no idea what he's doing.
So he got what he deserved. Someone's sleeping in his car.
That's and your punishment. That's your karma. Learn how to parallel park. I don't care if it's a dying skill.
I guess before we finish up, I do want to see. Let me see. I don't have anything ready to go, but let me. I should be able to find something where Big Justice is pressing the Rizzler.
Okay.
Oh, I really hope you can. I know you're not.
I know Mike
Jim,
loves
but
the Rizzler.
I really fucking hope that.
But you
can,
love the Rizzler, Mike.
No, I love the idea of someone being named the Rizzler and he's a little kid, and my like stops there, and I don't give a. Fuck about what was it, Big Tony and
Big Justice and AJ?
Yeah, Big Justice and AJ actively what's dislike that? Them.
What do you mean? Have you seen the videos?
Yeah, how
you
could
know
you
what?
Dislike
that's
them?
The Rizzler.
You know what? You're right. I am not in a group chat but that is 90% Big
cookie.
Justice and AJ.
You don't like double chunk chocolate cookie?
No.
Why? What do you hate?
Play
you
it
hate
again.
Fun? Why all right, you... Charlie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Charlie
Doom's over here.
You know what? I am 100%. I'm a big fat Charlie when it comes to Big Justice and AJ.
Oh, big fat Charlie? You've met their uncle?
Oh, no. The Rizzler's here. He brought big fat Charlie.
Imagine how big you would have to be fatter than the Rizzler and as a character. P-H-A-T, so fat.
Oh,
what's your favorite genre of movie, let's say?
My favorite, like series of movies on the screen.
I name one line.
What?
Name one line. Never mind.
Yeah, see, Big Justice tries to get him. Like, oh, name a line then. You love the
yeah.
Scream
name
series?
Name three songs.
You think you love the Scream series? Name a line.
I mean, if the Rizzler can't say, do you like scary movies?
Yeah.
Then you know what? It feels like the Rizzler
but he turns
deserves
into the Godfather?
What Big Justice is doing to him.
No, but he turns into the Godfather.
He must have a reaction, yeah.
Like series of movies on the screen.
I need one line.
What?
Name one line. I never mind.
I don't know if he turned into the Godfather, but I do feel like it's
what is turned into the Godfather?
I think
mean?
I feel like he could be like.
What do you got? No. Don't move on. Don't move on. What does it mean to turn into the Godfather? And why are you guys both acting like that's normal?
Look at me.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah. No, Jeff's do it. You're on camera, right?
Is
yeah.
Jeff turning into the Godfather?
Jeff's turned into the Godfather
he
right
he
now.
He came to me on the day of my father's wedding. My father's wedding. You know that line?
All right.
That's how you're the God Sizzler.
I mean, I'm just finding Rizzler hits.
Let's
I mean,
see.
There's plenty of Rizzler hits out there.
No. What are we doing?
Do you think this will win Charlie over?
Yeah, it's Jersey Joe's.
Yeah.
These are fresh takes here.
Yeah, Charlie's going to love our fresh takes on Jersey Charlie and the Rizzler.
That's Jersey Joe.
Whatever.
Rizzler doesn't know what to do sometimes.
Well, I mean, if you can't have fun.
No, that's fair. I want to meet the guy who watched that and was like, I'm having fun.
Okay, actually, here we go.
That's
I think this
shit I retweet.
I think this clip's got the sauce as well.
The food in the car. So all ice cream's melted. The food is cold.
Chat, yeah, if you want to know the reason the stream was a little late, Jake broke down because he...
Well, that's probably the best ice cream I ever had.
Well, you said that last night.
Mike, how can you not
Look
see what's
Rizzler.
Happening?
He's being demoralized.
He's being torn down from the inside.
I didn't even know it was time to react, and then you guys all started reacting. Yeah. I'm like, to what?
What do you not get?
Well, you said that last night. And the night before.
Last night. So
is he turning into the Godfather?
Yeah. Yeah, he's turning into the Godfather.
Yo, he's my dog turned into ice cream. We'll talk about my favorite bank.
Charlie said, I'm convinced this podcast is about to start being funny.
Ooh. Wait. Oh,
he's
really?
Still here.
Yeah, start. Like, he what said do you mean we're minutes. Not funny?
Wait, why? Why he's giving us way more than 5 minutes.
If I could Corey it for a minute, though, it's like... You came in as we're winding down, my guy. We're winding down. We've done 3 hours.
Don't defend yourself.
But I want Charlie to like us.
I also want Charlie to like us. But you know what you do when you want someone to like you?
You ignore them. You neg them. You call them a sack of shit.
You call them a sack of shit. And then when you're a bummer, you call yourself Charlie.
You
Grant
turn
Smith
him into the Godfather.
Saying you could fill a book with things Mike doesn't get about this. So you don't even get the fucking Rizzler, Mike. So take that.
How about that?
Oh, no. Not you, Grant Smith. Anyone but you.
You don't even get the Rizzler. Right, how
below,
about that?
Below, AJ sets the record straight on any alleged beef between Big Justice and the Rizzler.
Great okay. call.
Oh, and he's on our show.
Yeah, he's doing the interview from Costco. Yeah.
Big Justice and Rizzler, they're like a brother and little brother. Mm-hmm. I mean, these two guys absolutely love each other.
It is wild that he's in the middle of a fucking Costco doing a podcast
this
interview.
This is embarrassing.
I mean, where else would he be?
I do. Heaven. I mean, even though I love AJ and Big Justice, aka the Costco guys for the layman out there, I imagine if they were in my Costco, I'd be so annoyed.
Yes.
Oh, I'd be so excited.
I'd be so annoyed if I saw them tossing around the fucking paper towels and
or that video,
taking chomps off of chicken bakes.
You retweeted the video of a guy like taking a video of them, and he's like sitting at a table in a crowded restaurant being like,
oh, doing the booms and shit.
Boom. And it's like, dude, that would be so annoying.
Cuckoo as retard lying in Valadig's rapist.
You might as well be that guy on the news talking. I don't know what
you said. Yeah, he said, Charlie, cuckoo ass retard, lying invalid ex-rapist. Oh, ex-rapist.
Damn, turn him into Godfather. It's the super chiseler.
Each other, they talk for the all day, every day. And I mean, there is absolutely nothing but love between Big Justice and Rizzler. I promise you that.
No. Yeah. I would have assumed there is nothing.
Uh-oh. Who's on the line?
Yeah, hey, it's Charlie calling.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, there's
Charlie,
no way this is Charlie.
So the show winds up in a little bit. What do you guys do afterwards? You just hang out or?
I'm gonna get food.
What is this question?
I feel like he paid attention to the call afterwards, and he's like, "I'm doubling down, baby."
Oh shit!
We hang out for a little bit, then vibe. We go home. I go to my house.
What are you doing?
go to bed, catch some Z's.
Woo. Hey, what's your favorite buffet? Just in Las Vegas.
All right. When's the last time you were in Vegas,
Charlie? You're not doing us any favors here, man.
I was there in April.
Oh, so then you know that they shut down basically all the buffets. There's like 8 of them left.
Although the Wynn Buffet is still famous. Did you go to the Wynn Buffet, Charlie?
No, I didn't know. I'm not a big fan of buffets. I'm not a big fan of like eating at restaurants.
Well, and as
what's
people
your favorite
live,
buffet? I don't like them.
We live in Las Vegas, so we're not going down to the strip.
Dude, don't
if
answer
we can
his fucking question seriously. Stop. Yeah. No, what are you doing? All right, that is what you do.
Yeah, I gave him an answer. He wanted to know my buffet. I'm like, we live here.
Can I ask you a serious question?
They've all been boring and serious. Go ahead.
Is this the dream?
We are living the dream now.
I know. We currently, 300, 600?
The dream is in two weeks. We're going to Japan.
Do people give you money? Do people give you tips?
Yeah, we're going to Japan next month. Yeah,
2 weeks? No,
two weeks off the money we make off the show.
What's the deal? Hey, the guy with the baseball cap on backwards that thinks he's Travis Barker's best friend. How old are you?
I am 38. I turned 39 in a month.
Isn't it kind of time, you know, maybe to like, you know, the cutoff shirt and, you know, trying to be all, you know, 22, 23 years old?
I'm glad I'm not on camera.
I just dress the way I like. I don't really put too much stock into, like, what it makes me look like. It's just what's comfortable and what I like.
Roasted.
It's just a backwards hat.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Roasted.
That's cool. That's cool.
Are you fat? Can you post your selfie? Can we see you? Are you a big fat guy?
I know Waldo's got some deep issues, man. This guy's struggling Waldo. With his demons.
Are you a big fat guy? What do you weigh? What would you say?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not overweight.
Ah, he's got me. I have no way to prove this. All right, touche, Charlie. Touche.
You win this one, Charlie.
Charlie, I love that you're still here, and I can't wait till you hang out again.
All right, well, listen, I guess we'll just end it at that. Can I say something very sincere to you guys? Because I know that you guys put some work into this, and, you know, we have some fun and laughs. And can I say something nice?
Yes.
Hold on. Hold on. Before you say it. First, you have to tell us a deep, dark secret about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I mean, let's just act normal. Act normal. I was going to give you a compliment. Okay. And end the conversation.
Go ahead.
Well, like how you complimented Mike and yeah. called him a piece of shit.
Oh, to
Do
be
you
fair.
Have a girlfriend? Do you even have a girlfriend?
To be fair, he said, like, you look cool. How do you feel about that?
Anyways, what were you saying?
No, from every podcaster that's out there, I flip around. I watch them. I try to be entertained. And I did discover something. I think the trio, you three, you're just absolute and complete hacks. It's just an absolute embarrassment.
Oh, he's going
to
compliment us, Mike.
Where's Charlie's podcast?
8 hours ago?
Wow. Oh, then he dude, he hung up. I didn't hang up on him.
To be fair.
Dude, you didn't have to hang up. We weren't worried about what you were saying.
In our defense, it seems like he doesn't like anything. So it's not like I thought he was going to love us.
No, you know what really pressed him and why he called back is that other caller that roasted him. That's really what, that's the only reason why he hung out and why he called back in. Oh, man.
We should never.
No, it would be.
Charles, you tool, stop nagging. Just be cool.
Thank you, cum diff.
Cum dilf is in town.
I can't believe cum dilf had that to say.
I think it's just cum diff.
Oh, even better.
I know a dilf I want to come on. Charlie.
Corey.
Corey. Corey, too.
What if he chimed in my part two intro being hack Corey, and he's like, listen to these guys. These guys are terrible.
I wish he just told, all I wanted was a deep, dark secret. Like, we're strangers. We don't know who he is. No one in the chat knows who he is.
Frankly, I'm embarrassed because I need you to act normal for 1 second.
Yeah, share us a goddamn secret, you coward.
Maybe we'll catch him on one of his business trips. Goon
for life, bitch.
Sometimes stuff like that bothers me. Sometimes like you find like an insecurity in it. But in this case, I'm really not too bothered.
He's surfing YouTube.
It's funner when it's on the show because we all get to have fun with it. We all get to have fun with it. The chat gets to have fun with it. We all get to like bond over like some piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Well, and imagine calling people hacks when your jokes are like, oh, mom's basement.
Girlfriend. Hey, Travis Bark. Hey, what do you like, a buffet?
Waldo over here.
He's like,
right,
he's like, fuck, someone with tattoos. Fuck, shit, fuck, ah, shit.
Well, I'll be on a sex tourism trip there real soon to fuck kids. See you later. you hacks.
I was trying to answer his questions.
I know, but that's why I was like, don't answer his questions.
Ah, he's got it. You got to answer him.
Yeah, sometimes you got to answer.
Because he would have nothing.
That was our good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
All right, Hugo, who's on the line?
Who's on the line? Hello.
Oh, there he is.
My name is Charles.
Oh, Charlie.
What delectable offerings do you have?
Oh my God, Sir Charles! We have quandaries and motifs.
Oh, just that? Ain't that too plebeian for my tastes?
You know what I love? A Brazilian trying to do a British accent.
Yeah, I love this character he's doing, Charlie.
Yeah, this is what Portuguese sounds like, honestly.
Yeah, just regular Portuguese.
Hey, no, he's doing another funny
just
voice.
Regular? What am I? Whatever do you mean, good sir?
I'm sorry to you, Hugo, but also I'm sorry to Charlie.
Yeah.
That's the true lesson that we learn along the way. Yeah. Well, good shit, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Hugo.
Also, hey, Charlie, fuck off, you piece of fucking shit.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hey, I want you to listen to something original. I like Dabbleverse guys. Are you like the Dabbleverse guys? I like they're original.
Yeah. Yeah.
You fucking retard.
Well, Kevin Brennan's funny because he yells sometimes. Yeah. That was his comedy take. Is Kevin Brennan's pretty funny because he yells sometimes.
What, we're supposed to just...
Maybe that's a lesson. Maybe you guys should yell.
I never yell.
We're supposed to just trust Jeff. He's got deep-seated issues.
Yeah. Waldo over here.
It was refreshing in a way to have a stranger call.
It was nice to be upset
that. Not even just have him call, but like have a stranger call that didn't like us. That was kind of refreshing.
Oh, yeah, that's real easy to say, Jim, when you're the only one who he didn't eviscerate.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't
you're the only one that he didn't dress down completely in every way. Look, peering into my very soul, pretty easy for you to say, Jim.
That's true.
Yeah, you and the Waldo dressing retard.
I mean,
over
I'm
there.
The Hamburglar if I'm anything.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny. I saw some guys on the Twitch chat, like, they're like, oh my God, this guy is annoying, like, shut him down, whatever. But, like, I can see your perspective that you have that, like, shock jock radio kind of mentality of, like, let's see where this is going and kind of experimenting with it. And it's kind of a new thing, so it's like, okay, let's play ball. Let's have fun with this.
If you've listened to Jim and them, we rarely shut that down. Very, very rarely.
Yeah.
Well,
it's an opportunity to learn something, if anything, right?
Well, and the saddest thing of all of this is he hung up the phone and turned off the channel. He's not still watching.
Yeah. He moved on to the next show about Stutter and John.
And he'll never know about the Rampart Casino's buffet, which is off the strip. It's down in Summerlin, hidden gem of a buffet.
Yeah.
Wow. He might be listening.
Lesson learned.
No.
Fuck.
He thinks right.
The biggest loss of it all is that he lost the opportunity to make new friends.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Wow. Hugo, I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, brother.
And I love gay Charles. Where is he? He left?
And the way I see it...
I'm sorry. I was screaming my own asshole.
This is good, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Hugo.
Thanks, Hugo.
Much love,
I mean,
bro.
Charlie. See ya. I mean, the way I see it, every person is just a new potential friend.
Yeah.
But not for Charlie.
Yeah.
He doesn't see it that way.
I'll be completely honest, before he called back, I swear on my life, I thought he was going to call back and be like, you guys won me over. I swear on my life.
You were the only one with hope. And he was like, Travis Barker over here.
I was sure that he was going to say that he loved us and that it was nice to finally find someone original instead of the absolute drubbing that I received.
Yeah. A drubbing.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's fucking... That's that. We were winding down, Charlie. You got us to the finish line, man. So we appreciate that.
What you gonna do? What are you gonna do when you're done?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
What
later?
Are you thinking about, Jeff?
Favorite part of the show. Ooh, now that I think about it, maybe he was trying to ask us out on a date. What are you guys doing later? You single, Mike? Who's on the line?
Hey guys, it's Max Murder, or in this case, hey, it's Charlie's gay friend. Can I get two big sandwiches and a Coke? You know, can I get a little bit of something extra with this comedy show over here? What the fuck are y'all doing? What are you doing down there? It's late at night, at the end of the show. Come on, I expect funny things all the time.
Damn it, Charlie calls and then his friend?
Yeah, do you guys hang out? Are you friends?
Damn it, Charlie's gay friend.
Yep. Yeah, he's just scrolling fucking YouTube all the time and somehow manages to land on your show and then expects everything under the sun.
Dude, when he said, like, let me tell you something genuine, and he's like, you three, I swear on my life, I thought he was going to say, you guys, like, even though I don't think you're funny, I clearly think you have chemistry. I was so sure that he was about
Nobody
to give
thinks
us
that.
That.
He knows that in his heart.
Compliment.
Yeah, he knows that. We just he got his feelings hurt. He got insulted by our new listeners, our army of new listeners.
I believed it. I believed he was going to say, "You
and
guys have chemistry.
Too.
It's not for me, but keep doing what you're doing." That's what I actually
genuinely thought. Well, you're used to the candor of Hawaii Tom because he's the only other guy we've ever talked to that sounds like that.
Yeah,
and then it's just
I
some
schlup. That does sound like Hawaii Tom.
Yeah, he did have a Hawaii Tom cadence.
Yeah, but so we treated him with respect and dignity, and then he just made Mike look like a fool.
All right, thanks for the call, Max, Charlie's gay friend.
The public flogging I received from your friend, Charlie. Charlie's friend, I mean.
Yeah, Charlie sucks. I don't know. I'll suck his dick later or whatever. You guys have a good day.
Whatever. I'm gay. I'll get fucked
by him. Yeah, I'm gay. Come.
Andy, are you calling in? Andy can call back.
It's got to be like, what, like 9 a.m. for him?
Yeah, well, he's Australia, right?
Yeah. But, you know, he travels a lot. Maybe he's somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe he's Tokyo bound.
Maybe he woke up at 9 a.m.
Hey, just in time.
What's up?
Who's on the line? Aw.
Right, I was hoping.
Yeah, can we get out of here?
I have to go do all those boring things I told Charlie we do after the show.
I'm just hungry.
It's so funny that he wanted to ask us what we were doing. What happened to my iTunes got fucked?
Whoa, that's weird. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Yo, it's Andy Lowe. It's been a while.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Yo, this Charlie prick really got me fired up. I haven't called in 12 years.
Yeah.
But I've obviously been listening nonstop for 15.
Yeah.
Are you living the dream? You piece of shit. These guys, 3 hours a week, hang out with their best friends, the Chuckle Brothers. They laugh nonstop. They get to show us, fans on the other side of the planet, stuff that we would never get to see. Who's Corey Feldman? I've never seen The Gremlins.
The Gremlins.
That's what I was talking about, yeah.
And then on top of that, he comes in 7 to 10 on a Friday night. He's doing nothing but scrolling YouTube. Give me a fucking break. Suck a fuck. How about that?
Yeah.
And secondly, never call in again. I got off my ass. I left a fucking lunch that I was at to come and do this call.
Just in the bathroom.
Thank you, Andy.
No worries. Love you guys. Thank you for 15 years.
Love you.
Bye. Thank you, brother. Man, right. We haven't had a caller rile people up like this since Hey Bub.
Yeah. Oh. If there's one, you know how I earlier said usually we let stuff play out?
Hey Bub's one of them.
The usually was
the
example of Hey Bub.
Yeah. Hey Bub.
Yeah. I can't stand that.
Favorite part of the show.
It's gonna be Corey, although this late entry is pretty good too.
I gotta go with Corey's cum jokes, or actually all of his jokes were great. When Corey's doing that's my favorite part of the show. Charlie, he's up there as well. I'll give it to you, Charlie. Not you personally, but just the way you gave us an enemy to all rally around.
We got old and new fans.
We got brand new fans defending us. Class 15-year fans. We got 10-year fans.
And how could we forget having Robert Hawk in the studio?
That's what I was going to say.
And also these fabulous gifts. Thank you so much,
Meeting
man.
Our boy Robert. Yeah. I feel like I've known you forever.
I know. It's been awesome. This whole episode has been my favorite part of the show. Being in person.
He's wearing a Jim and Them shirt, by the way.
Apparently. Oh, yeah. I got stopped at, what was it, Dirt Dog today?
Uh-huh.
And they were like, what's Jim and Them? And I was like, oh, it's just my favorite Pornhub channel.
Yeah, a bunch of guys.
just love their content.
What do they do after
Dirt
they
Dirt Dog's great, by the way.
Dirt Dog was so good. I had three of them.
Hell yeah.
Just a bunch of three guys that come on camera every week.
Wait a second.
I'll give you a Dirt Dog shit-covered penis. Boom.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Here's proof that we are living the goddamn dream.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if you go to patreon.com/JimAndThem, you can take part in that dream for free.
Yes, we got a free tier.
Yeah, living the dream is not paying for bonus content. It is getting that content spoon-fed to you for $0 on the free tier of our Patreon if you liked this show in any way, shape, or form. If you felt the need to leave your lunch and call us from Australia to defend us from our detractors, perhaps you are the perfect candidate to check out patreon.com/JimAndThem. Join the free tier. Give it a shot. If you like what we're giving you, maybe bump that up just a tiny bit, and I assure you, you'll have fun. Jim, give the people proof of all the fun stuff that we have on our Patreon.
Oh, my God. We just put up earlier today a CSI, Caddy's, a.k.a. the Caddy Studs Investigations. That is our true crime podcast where we discuss tales of the macabre, but with our own special spin. Is that original enough for you, Charlie?
Yeah, bitch. True crime podcast.
Is us doing a true crime podcast original enough for you?
I don't don't even care, Charlie.
We also recorded before the show. We recorded a new Pitch Storm and Ain't Easy, Man versus Machine.
It's been a minute.
That's where we pull random we pull random characters and plots from a hat, basically, and we build our own movie. And we plot the whole thing out, we cast it, and then we see if AI can do as well.
Yeah, we plug the same premise into the AI and see if their idea is better.
Spoiler alert, undefeated, baby.
Yeah.
But undefeated.
Without giving any details, Robert, you heard the end of that probably won't be released for what? Like a couple weeks, Jim?
Yeah, it might not even be until next month sometime.
Yeah, you heard the end of it. Out of 100 stars, how many stars would you give what you heard?
Oh, absolutely 100. Holy We're doing 100.
Guys, 100 out of 100?
I didn't even see this coming. I'm shocked.
Come in!
Nipples.
We also got movie commentaries. We've got... we watched the Amazon Prime show Reacher, which is a lot of fun.
Which, by the way, since we do have new listeners, it's probably a good idea... Patreon's kind of like a thing that a lot of people have now. We've been doing it for what, like 9 years?
Yeah, we've been doing it a long time.
So there is a shitload of stuff on there. A lot of people on the Patreon, they're like, hey, you get an ad-free version of our show and a bonus mini-sode. Guess what we do? Every episode of our show is an ad-free episode of our show.
Yes.
And on our Patreon, we just have shitloads of fun, cool things that we thought were good ideas, but we didn't want to water down the basic show with it. So there are like... literally thousands of shows. Like there's, I think we did last time we checked, it was like 250 movie commentaries.
Yes.
Just like I think we broke thousands potentially of shows, but at least more than 1,000. We have so much stuff on there.
At least 1,000 hours. Yeah.
To the point where when I was building the free tier, people that had been on the Patreon hadn't seen some of that stuff and liked it and were like, oh shit, now I know to look for more stuff. So the Patreon is deep. So if you're ever one of those people that just has too much time and not enough stuff to listen to,
if you ever just find yourself scrolling through lives because you need to find content,
hoping the algorithm serves you,
patreon.com/JimAndThem. Charlie in the chat did just say, this is a great podcast. Big fan.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to take him at his word because that's what I do.
I'm assuming he's a fucking liar because I've heard nothing but the contrary tonight.
I just suck at everything I do.
Oh, Charlie, don't say that.
Now, let's pretend.
Yeah.
Let's pretend that somehow.
No.
Somehow, the Jim and the Patreon is not enough content for you and you still have hours in your day that you need filled. Jim, for the love of God, I am pleading with you to inform me that there is somewhere else someone could go.
Yes, you can hear more of me at showswhatyouknow.com. I host the television podcast with my main man that lives in Ireland. He's from Sweden. You know him well. His name is Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows. We talk about what we're watching. We recently finished up, Jacob finished up House of the Dragon. We've watched every episode of The Sopranos. Just TV. If you're interested in TV and television shows, go to showswhatyouknow.com.
On a scale of 1 to 100 stars, how original are your takes?
Oh, I'd say we're 99 stars.
Ooh.
I wouldn't be so bold to try to give myself 100 out of 100 stars, but I'd give myself 99 out of 100 stars.
I'd give it 100.
Oh, man, you're too kind. You're too kind, Travis Barker's gay brother.
Wait, that's what he called me?
Yeah. No, I put in the gay part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
that's you. At two, Jim.
Let me tell you, that Sopranos podcast,
Ooh. It
helps a lot. As a guy who's currently going through the Sopranos watch through.
Have you been checking it out?
Going through episode by episode. It helps explain things that I totally missed in that episode. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Thank you, my good man.
It's a great, great companion piece.
Why are we answering this?
Who's on the line?
Yeah, hi, it's Charlie.
Hey, what's up, Charlie? Hey, what's up, Chuck?
Just a quick piece of advice. You guys, you seem like you've been trying to wrap this up for the last half an hour, and you're just pontificating. You're going on and on and on. Go out on a bang.
We're going out on a bang. What was that?
You're cutting out. What was that?
I'm not cutting out.
Hello?
Go out on a bang. Go out on a bang.
We don't go out on a bang, my dude. We go out on a
boom.
A fucking boom, bitch.
Way too long. You're dredging this too long. Just sign off. Pick up your pants. Go home and think about your next show. Take care.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you have a good one.
I'll be honest. I thought he was living in my brain rent free because I am obsessed with him. I cannot stop thinking about Charlie. Like
the only person,
it feels like Charlie and I, kindred goddamn souls, because we are both living rent free in each other's.
That's what I was gonna say. The only person that's more obsessed than you are of Charlie is Charlie of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what? He's right. Let's wrap it up. Jeff Murphy.
Holy fresh. We didn't even get into it, but I just made the best career decision I've ever made.
All right, yeah, we're not going to do this. Or should we?
Wait, is this him again?
No, no.
Oh.
Who's on the line?
Yeah, so I just want to say Charlie is one miserable dude.
Thank you.
I just, Charlie, you're a miserable dude. You're a sorry piece of crap, and it must suck to. That's it. That's all I was saying. I just started watching you guys a few days ago. I think you're amazing, and you could tell he writes it down, Charlie, and rehearses before he insults you because it's a real stretch with the nonsense he's saying. So you three are great. You all look great. Love you guys. Keep up the great work. Aww. Thank you.
Thank you. You're too kind.
Not only are we great, we're handsome.
Here's the thing.
Best call ever.
Every time someone compliments me for the rest of my life, I'm just going to be like, yeah, I guess for a fucking gay Travis Barker.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
Thanks. Have a good one, man.
Yeah, Jim, don't let Charlie make you question whether or not you should answer the phone.
Yeah, you're right.
If this is a normal Charlie-less episode,
yeah,
we'd be... he thinks this is a dragging on ending. Holy shit, bro.
Yeah, you haven't heard of Power Hour. New.
He's
you
not should, lying.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff. You made the best business decision.
I made the best. While one enemy falls, another remains and emerges. And Charlie, I had my revenge on British John.
Oh, yes.
I completely destroyed him. If he posts a video, it sounds like I made it up.
The
crowd was chanting my name.
He takes so long. You think he's going to be faster for this one?
But literally, people that weren't there hit me up about it, so I had to go ahead and make the merch on there.
Oh, Jeff. Real quick, just for people that don't know, Jeff does stand-up comedy, and he did a shock collar comedy show where he comes... It's basically a rip-off of Kill Tony.
Yeah.
But the comedian wears a shock collar.
Oh, Charlie would hate the shock collar comedy.
And Jeff did it before, and he did well, and then he came back, and the guy, British John, the host, tried to shit on Jeff for, like, no reason. He interrupted his set.
Yeah.
But apparently Jeff had his big redemption set, and hopefully it'll be going up on YouTube soon.
It has made me the talk of the town. It's got me shows. It's got me talking to people I haven't talked to on there. So I recommend.
He's got the QR code. He's got the merch.
We got the spread misinfo mug. We got the hate laugh. Or the die, laugh, hate shirt, spread misinfo. We're getting there. It's streetwear, comedy streetwear. It's got Bud Dwyer on it. You can get it in a pillow if you want. You can get a double-sided premium tee. You can shove it up your ass if you're Charlie, you big homo. And that is all. I can't wait for the video. It's been a great week for me. Great week for comedy. Great week for hacks.
My endorsement this week is a show on Netflix that is called Blue Ribbon Baking Championship.
Ooh.
It is a reality baking show. It is clearly like taking the template of the Great British Baking Show, but it's not ripping it off. It feels like they're just like going, we want to make a show of that ilk, where they get a bunch of people that have won blue ribbons at state fairs and have them do state fair types baking challenges and stuff. And I absolutely loved it. Mm. I powered through it in a single sitting. Jason Biggs from American Pie hosts it.
Ooh. American Pie's Jim.
American Pie's Jim. So I'm a big fan of that show. Blue Ribbon Bacon Championship. It's on Netflix. That is my endorsement for this week.
Well, thank you. Everybody, if you're new, tune in next week, next Friday night, live, Jim and Them. On that, I'm Jim.
And we're Them.
And we're out.
Word.